Hi friends, welcome to another episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host Chantel, and tonight I have the one and only Sophie with me for a mega special little something. It's a raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens kind of season right now because it's Christmas everything. Does that mean we're taking a hiatus from the creepy and unknown? Not a chance. Tonight we're patrolling the grounds and strapping our paddles to our sides like weapons. What in the Krampus are we talking about? Why, hauntings at an auction, of course. But before we do, 2019 is coming to an end, which means it's time to put the Media Matters to bed. Just kidding, guys. I'm talking about season two, of course. It's almost time to close out the second season of the show, and I need your help. I'm putting together a special season finale episode and would love for you guys to submit your favorite Media Matters stories, memories, laughs, crying fits, experiences, yada, yada, yada. You can send those to me via email at themediamatters@gmail.com or via DM on one of the show's social media pages, and I will make sure to get it into the season finale. I cannot wait. So I briefly talked about a little something I've been working on, and the time has come to unveil one of the mysteries, which, let's be real, some of you may have already figured it out because you're the type of sleuths I aspire to be. That said, I've been working on a collaborative slash sister situation that would allow me to expand the show, bring you guys into my behind the scenes world, and meet you guys on a whole other level. And so, drum roll please, a new YouTube channel is born. Beginning January 1st of the Roaring 20s, you can find all of this and so much more on the So Chantel channel. This is where I can physically demonstrate things like smudging, Reiki sessions, recording sessions, and way too much of my world. This channel is seriously all things that raise my vibration and hopefully yours as well. So make sure you head over to YouTube, go to So Chantel, subscribe and click the bell to turn on the notifications. I'll make sure I link it in the show notes so it's a lot easier for you guys to find. And in case you can't wait until January 1st, why don't you come hang with me on Instagram at So Chantel and get a glimpse of what's to come. And make sure you let me know what you'd like to see on the channel, as well as topics you'd like to hear in season 3 of The Media Matters, and I will make it happen. It's time to take your seat, raise your paddle, and bid on the least haunted item in the house. Good luck with that. I'll preface this episode by saying you're going to hear some unusual things in the background because, you know, well, activity. For that reason, this episode is minimally edited. I hope you guys enjoy it, and I hope you hear the things that I heard. And maybe you have an explanation. I tried and tried to find one and just couldn't. So here we go. All right, guys, as promised, I have the one and only Sophie with me once again. So we keep walking, a lot of cool stuff, you guys. And, you know, not all of it had a feeling one way or the other. No. Like, you know, some of it was just blah. It was just there. But there was another, like, that I can remember off the top of my head. There was another piece that stood out, and it was a mirror. And I didn't know right away that it was a mirror. Because the way we were walking between furniture, and it was like a little aisle, a makeshift aisle. And to my right this time it was to my right. So to my right, I saw this thing from behind, and I couldn't tell what it was. Like, whatever it was on legs. And it was short, like 4-ish feet tall and not very wide. Probably
it's very concentrated in size.
Yeah, it was probably as wide as like the boys or
8 inches.
Yeah, and the only reason it was wider is because it had the stand to hold it. So I put my head around the front of it to see what it was, and it was a mirror. And I immediately backed up. I was like, nope, no thank you. And that one, again, I'm not going to say it felt negative, but I just didn't vibe with it. So I was like, I'm just going to move right along. But I will say, where we were sitting during the auction, I could see it out of the corner of my eye. And there was someone sitting next to it. Oh, that was a big jump. Did you see that?
Yeah, there's been a few. There's been several.
So from where I was sitting, like, there was a guy sitting next to it. But I could see, like, the reflections in the mirror. And every now and then, there was a random reflection of something. And I would look around the room, and I'm like, where the hell did that come from? I was like, stop it, sir. Stop. It was just like, oh my God, it was something. And I will say, so this auction had almost 500 pieces that went up for auction.
Yeah.
500 lots.
Yeah.
That's what they're called.
Yeah, lots.
And the guy, the auctioneer, is very good. And he was cranking through about 100 an hour. About 100 an hour. Yeah. So that gives you guys a good idea. When I left, we were on number
three some.
I think it was two something.
Was it two something?
It was like 250 something.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, anyway, it was getting late and I was like, I have chores, Sophie, I gotta go. So Sophie,
like, it's okay.
Yeah, so Sophie drove me back to my car. And so we quick, like, you know, she quickly brought me back to the shop because they're very close in proximity to each other. And when we left, we were at number 250 something and your next lots were like 260 something.
Yeah, I made it.
Yeah, so we quickly just turned it around. But how late did it end up going?
Well, the last of my item sold just before 5:30 and it was still going. I waited.
Oh,
so the last of my items sold and then finally my jewelry casket came up for mm-hmm. bid and I waited till the last second and I put my little card up and he's like, $20. I was like, yeah. Nobody else won it. I was like, it's mine.
That's right. Everybody back off.
So I went, paid for my casket, and off I was. But yeah, it was about 5:30, and so I was there about 5 hours because we got there about 12:30.
Yeah, 12:30, and I left. It was almost 4:30, I think.
Mm-hmm. About 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, it's a long day, but it was so cool. And like I said, like partway through, I had to get up and just stretch my legs. And I went and stood kind of by the front door and where all that sold furniture was. And there was this mirror, you guys, just calling my name. And I believe it's called a peer mirror. And it was just so tall and so oversized. And it has this beautiful gold frame that I immediately just thought, like, you would look so great in matte black. But I was thinking of, like, all the places in my house where I could put this. And really, like, I just wanted it in the living room because it would reflect the sunlight and the moonlight. And
oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. And we also get amazing moonlight in our backyard. Like,
yeah,
it lights up the house where I really am like.
So does mine.
I wish the neighbors would turn that light off. Mm-hmm. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's Mother Nature. It's really cool, but it was a really cool experience. I mean, to be in the presence of all that stuff and just, oh, like, do you remember the, what was it? It was the military jacket. It was like part of the uniform.
Yeah.
And it had something else with it, bullets or something. It had ammo.
It was a military case.
It
was ammo and military case.
Yes.
That came with the jacket. Yeah.
It was, you guys. And this was from, this was old. Yes. Yes. There you go. Really old. But just like to see some of the stuff and to know that it has this deep rooted history, goes back, I mean, to a time before we were around. And I just thought it was so cool.
And there were some interesting observations on the things that did get bid on. Mm-hmm. There were several mirrors there. And I was very surprised, but all the mirrors that got bid on were the haunted ones.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
They were all the haunted mirrors, but all the cleared mirrors nobody wanted them. Not a single hand went up for them, not even for $5. There was a couch that a lady bid on, and it was the couch, the Queen Anne couch directly mm-hmm. behind us. And I remember saying, I hope she's single because the guy, I don't know if that guy with the cigar, smoking a cigar, goes mm-hmm. to the couch or not, but
I remember that. Yeah.
And that's the other interesting thing. So the items that I was super interested in potentially bidding on, I really tried to concentrate my focus on them when I touched them. I tried to filter everything else around me so that I can get an idea of what the feeling was coming from them. And to try to pinpoint that the feeling I was getting was coming from them. That can be hard to do when you're surrounded, mm-hmm. constantly surrounded with a lot of things. For all I know, the cat sitting on a couch smoking a cigar could have been associated with a table behind her,
mm-hmm.
you know. So when you're going out and antiquing and things of that nature, it's good to just be in a really good mental space so that you can focus on what it is that you want to investigate. A real added plus is if you can grab Chantel to come with you and touch the same things and see if she gets the same feelings and compare notes. That really helps a lot.
I'm available, guys.
Yeah, truly. And, you know, go by yourself and then come back and bring a friend and say, hey, go touch this stuff and tell me what you feel. Mm-hmm. And 9 times out of 10, you'll compare notes. And if what you're feeling is the same thing, then you've got a pretty good feel of whether you want to bring that item home or not.
It's also good to validate. I think, I don't know, sometimes I just feel like I need a little validation.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And it's always cool. And you and I are usually really in sync, which always makes me so happy because Sophie is just so knowledgeable and powerful.
So is Chantel. She just won't admit it.
I don't feel like I am. Sometimes I'm like,
she's a hot girl.
Am I a fraud?
No, I'm just making this stuff up. We all think that, you know, we all think that because it's very hard. You get so socialized into thinking that you're crazy, right?
You know, you do. Like,
I see that dude over there. What dude? You must be out of your mind.
Or I'll stop drinking.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and we're told that all the time. So the first thing we do is we go through this whole self-doubt talk, internal talk where we second guess ourselves or, you know, put down on ourselves. And sometimes we might be having a flaky moment. I don't know, but maybe we're not. Mm-hmm. Better safe than sorry, because if you see somebody that kind of makes you feel weird, whether they're seen or unseen, it's better to see them coming so that you can move away versus not acknowledge them and still be impacted by them in some way.
That's a great point.
You know,
that's a really great point. No, it is cool. I never thought about doing something like that. And this just happened to come up where, you know, we were meeting up on this day and the auction was later that day, and so much fun. I mean, it was really cool to, I mean, there were things that Sophie had told me about in advance, and then there were things that she didn't tell me because it just didn't come up, or, you know, she didn't think about it. And so on the spot, it was like, I'm getting this, or I'm like the armoire, for example, like we never talked about that. And so it is really cool to have that validation and to compare notes like that, because then I think it does give you a better gauge. Like you said, energetically, is this something that I should entertain? Is this something I really need to walk away from?
And not only that, if you're doing this kind of work, this is actually an exercise. You know, this is building your etheric muscle. So go out there, touch things. And then if you have a friend that's on the same level, go out there and have them touch things. Compare notes. That way you start to build that muscle. Because if that muscle, you know, it's like going to the gym. You haven't been to the gym in a while. It's you're not going to function as well. You're not going to move as well. But if you keep practicing, you get stronger. You get more agile, you stretch more, you start to feel better about yourself, and you start to feel more confident. So it's the same situation here. You're just working an unseen muscle.
Right. It's very cool. It is really cool. It was a great experience, and I understand now what you mean. So when we did the antiques episode, I was asking you, is there a way to protect when you go into these spaces? Or how well do they protect? And you're like, they really can't. It's a constant, you know, in and out, you know, of people, of objects, of all kinds of things. And so being there, it really all clicked together. And I was like, oh, yeah, I get it. For example, when the auction started, we figured out partway through that as they go down or higher in the lot numbers, that is where the more expensive things start to come up. And so there was a shift in the people that were there. So
the audience, yeah.
Yeah, the audience changed. And so the people that we started off with, we didn't necessarily end with. And that's not not every one of them, but a good number of them left at a certain point. And around the same time, a new group came in.
Yes.
And I was looking at the list, the lot list, and I'm like, what the hell just happened? Like, because it was very like distinct from like one moment to the next. It was a bunch of people left and a bunch of people came in, and the energy in there changed.
It shifts dramatically.
Yes. And so I asked Sophie, I said, does that have to do with the people that came in and the people that left? And so, you know, and I didn't quite ask it in that way, but that's what I meant. And when you explained mm-hmm. that it had, you know, we were saying essentially the same thing. So I was like, man, that is something. So, you know, another great thing to keep in mind, and we've talked about this in the show before, it's not just objects that have things attached. It's not just a place. It's the people too. So yes. we all have energy with us. It's our ancestors, our guides, or whoever the hell. Like, it could be just, you know, yeah, an extra that you pick up on the street or whatever. Remember the you know, germs on the doorknob analogy. So that was such a great firsthand experience.
Yes.
I mean, it was such a shift, and it's almost like you could see the color change in the room. Like, it was just, I don't even know how to describe it.
When a lot of people left, mm-hmm. It was like the room got clearer. Mm-hmm. But then as more people came in, the room got a little foggy again. But right. it was a different color fog.
Right.
A different kind of fog. And it just literally shifted back and forth. I admit, I had a hangover mm-hmm. from all that energy, because it takes some effort to be so significantly surrounded mm-hmm. for so many hours. And yeah, the next day I was just like, yeah, I just need to walk in the sunlight and take a lot of deep baths or something. I got yes. a hangover like you would not believe. But at the same time, you know, I love antiques, and now I feel like I'm probably going to be an auction junkie, because that was just fantastic. And the nice thing about it is antiques, if you want to think of it about it environmentally wise, antiques, that's something that's not getting thrown away into a landfill. You know, everybody's into buying new, you know, minimalism and things of that nature. You can't get more minimalistic than buying something that's already been used. Just use caution. Take the time to spend time with that item before you take it home, so that you know, hey, it might vibe with me, it might not. And when you take it home, don't take it directly in your house. Take it out to the backyard. Yeah, there's something moving around.
No, the battery's about to die.
Oh, the battery's about to die. Mm-hmm. Take it out to the backyard. Let the sunlight hit it. Go out there and clean the wood, or clean the metal, clean the glass. You know, say your blessing over it. The blessing, I like to say, goes along the lines of thanking the previous owners for allowing someone else to be gifted with this item. You know, show gratitude for having that item. I am particularly careful regarding any religious artifacts. Like I said, the Holy Bible had history involved with it. It's not something I would have wanted to cleanse of that history. That would have been a serious disservice to that village Bible. It just needed to go somewhere better than me. And with the demon mask, they were there for a specific purpose, and I wasn't into that purpose. So I'm not even going to try to clear that, because they were created with intent, and I don't know that I could have cleared that, to be honest. So think about that when you pick an item that might have a particular history or usage. Magical books, same thing. You know, you'll see magical books arrive, and there's a way where you could clear that book and the magic stays retained in that book, but you also have to think about, who is the author? What kind of energy is there? Does that sync well with you or not? I had mentioned that my dad has some magical books, and I cleared out the energy that had to do with him, but the magic is still contained within those books. So we're good there. Furniture. A friend of mine, she had told me a story that her boyfriend had bought her a used couch, brought it in her house as a surprise, and she woke up out of nowhere in the middle of the night, and she walked into the living room where the couch was and saw 7 people sitting on the couch smoking.
Nope.
And she called him. She goes, "You are getting this couch out right now." And he goes, "Why?" And he goes, "I want it out of my house right mm-hmm. now.
Get up out of bed and come get it."
Yeah. So furniture, things of that nature, you know, if you get a dining room table or a couch or whatever, make sure you clean it really good. Maybe get it reupholstered. Give gratitude to the object. And there's a good chance that it'll be cleared. It'll be fine. You know, mirrors are a little trickier, but that depends on you. Dolls?
Question mark.
I got nothing to say about dolls. I don't have any dolls in my house, just to be honest with you. So
I was gonna ask a question, and I don't remember what I was gonna ask. Oh, so when we did this series on antiques,
yes,
we were talking about. I legit lost my train of thought again. What is happening? Oh, okay. So when we did the series on antiques, we talked about sometimes an item can't be cleared.
Correct.
And you have to decide how important it is to you. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to keep it and live with it as is, or is it time to part with it? So this would apply in this case as well, right?
Yes.
Because,
yes,
you know, there are things like the Bible, which you said, I know for sure I wouldn't clear something like that. It has so much history.
Yes.
And I want that to remain there. Mm-hmm. But for everything else, let's say the masks or that couch with the guy, you know, smoking the cigar, whatever. I think you just need to know going in. Just remember that, like, that stuck with me tremendously because I'm like, yeah, you can't clear everything. You can't, you know, magic it away. And
well, my guideline generally is anything that's like a holy Bible, that's ritual related, occult related, esoteric related, I'm very careful with. Anything that's tribal or iconic, I'm very careful with. I spend extensive amount of time researching those type of things before I take those home. Furniture, I'm pretty lax with. I've been pretty confident with. Goes in the backyard, stays out in the sunlight. I clean it outside. I get it looking spanking new. Do my gratitude over it. I haven't had an issue. I guess that could go for chairs or anything of that nature. Mm-hmm. But there are particular categories of things. Jewelry. I'm very careful with jewelry. It's okay to wear jewelry from somebody else. You just have to take a little bit of extra time cleaning that out, and jewelry tends to pick up, this is going to kind of sound gross, but skin, you know, shavings in between the crevices and things of that nature. So clean it, really, really clean it, because that's part of the essence of the previous owner.
That makes
or
sense.
Get it professionally cleaned.
That makes sense.
You know,
never thought about that. You have a physical part of them. It's not just energetic.
Yes, you have a physical part of them. And it's the same thing with used clothing. You have a physical part of them. You just clean it. It's a sanitary thing to do. For me, it's certain categories, you know, occultist related things, I pay a little bit more attention and care towards. And there were Buddha statues there. They were absolutely gorgeous.
Oh my God.
Absolutely gorgeous. One single owner for them.
They were really pretty.
But it wasn't, I just didn't want to bring them home.
Was it the jade? Were they jade?
There was jade, marble, and amber.
Amber, yeah, the amber.
And garnet.
The amber was, they were all really pretty.
Yeah.
It was the garnet. The garnet was so stunning.
And there was actually a little bit of anger associated with, or anger energy associated with some of that stuff, because the husband that owned it, he has passed, he was there. And he was a little bit annoyed that his wife took all the things to auction. Just a little bit annoyed. So he seemed a little bit attached to that. There may be a little bit more associated with it, but there was a little bit of annoyance with feeling with that, but he'll get over that, and she's definitely over it. She made some money. She made some good money at that auction.
You get it, girl. So I think, you know, all in all, it was a really cool experience. It was cool to witness that firsthand, and to, I think, like, outside of a metaphysical shop, I haven't felt that kind of
it's intense.
Yes, there you go. Intense energy. I had such a bad headache.
Yeah.
And it came on early, and partway through, like, this lady came in really late, and as she's trying to make her way through one of the little makeshift aisles to get to a seat, she knocked something over, a glass something, or several figurines, because I think there were a few colors in there.
Purse, yeah.
Yeah. So her purse hit it, and one of them at least had some kind of perfume or something in it. And that just made that headache so much worse. But even before that, it was just all that energy. And it is pumping. And like Sophie said, it was like foggy in there. Like it was thick. Mm-hmm. It was thick. Like it just, you can feel it. It's like moving through Jell-O.
Yeah. Like,
that's really what it was like. And then for it to shift when the people left and the new people came in, it just added a whole other layer. But I don't know. It was really cool to be in this confined space where there's so much energy from so many different walks of life. Energy, you know, beings that have been on our plane, that have not been part of our plane ever, that I don't know. I thought it was just really cool. It wasn't scary. It was overwhelming.
Yes. Yeah. It can be taxing.
Yeah.
It can be quite an exercise.
Yeah.
And if it's something that, you know, sounds a little intimidating, just go to an antique shop when they're not busy. Get your feet
wet. That's a great idea.
You know, get your feet wet. Just touch a few things and see if you can envision something. As I said before, then bring a friend later. See mm-hmm. if they feel the same thing. And then maybe do it when the antique shop is a little busier. Mm-hmm. There's something to be said.
Really get high.
Well, there's something to be said that people that carry a lot of extra unseen baggage tend to be attracted to things that have extra unseen baggage.
Mm.
There's an attraction there. So that if you're sense. Carrying a lot of entities, they're going to be attracted to even more entities because those entities are sending them out candy and they're eating it.
Oh, yeah.
They Come are here, taking little it girl. Down. So, you know, give it a shot. Mm-hmm. And then going to an auction that, you know, where you can just kind of sit down, maybe just sit for an hour and kind of observe. I would recommend you go to the auction really, really early before it gets crowded yeah. so that you can kind of see how the atmosphere is. Then kind of sit there when it gets a little bit more crowded, usually in the beginning, there's a lot of people in there, mm-hmm. see how that is. And then when it gets a little too much, find your way out the door.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great exercise.
And you can do the same thing. You can get there early and kind of touch things, mm-hmm. check them out and feel their energy. And
yeah.
Oh my God. You
and
guys.
You're not stuck in a seat in your auction. You can get Mm-mm. up and move around anytime you want to. They'll yeah. just keep going. You know, there's no big deal with that.
Yeah. It was such a cool experience and I would definitely do it again.
I'm definitely going to do it again.
Yeah. I mean, tell me and I'll go with you. And hopefully that same lady is not there with that same damn purse. Knocking over stuff because
yeah that kind of ticked me off.
Yeah, I was like, ma'am, number one, get here on time. Number two, leave that damn purse in the car. But it was very, very cool. It was a first for me, not in being at an auction, but just all of that energy. And I will say, I think there is something to not just being in an environment like that, but also being in an environment like that when you are with someone, whether you know it or not, someone else that is aware of their energetic abilities. I think yeah. it makes a huge difference mm-hmm. because there seems to be a lot that goes on when we're together. There's a lot that goes on and it doesn't happen to me with everyone that is aware of their energetic abilities, but there are certain people, I don't know what it is about our energy that just, it is like sparks. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Sparky.
Yeah. And it is, yeah, like you should have a fire extinguisher because something's about to ignite. And sometimes it really feels that way where it's like a tangible energy. And that's what it was like.
Being in sync.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, it was so cool. So in addition to everything else, it was like this other layer of just being with you and like I always just am like, oh, Sophie, she can.
Imagine if our whole class came.
Girl, they'd have to clear the room because
we take up the two rows.
Yes. You know,
just kind of hang out.
Oh, we should do that.
The commentary that comes out of our mouth.
Yeah. I'd be like, can you please? Please. No, we should do that. We should tell all the girls.
Just come on out.
Yeah.
Actually, that may be a class exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I had planned to have you guys come with me to a specific cemetery.
Oh.
Eventually. Yes. That'll probably be late next year.
Ooh, I have to tell you. Cemeteries. I have to tell you about my idea when we're off the air.
Yeah. So that hopefully there'll be a little more field trips where we'll do things as a group.
Oh, yeah.
And then that way we can explain things a little bit better when mm-hmm. we're in a situation. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm telling you guys, it was one thing for us to talk about all the antiques and the do's and don'ts when we were at your mom's mm-hmm. house. And it was something, it was so cool to be in it, like in the thick of it at the auction yeah. where all of that stuff came into play mm-hmm. and so much more that we didn't even begin to talk about. Cause I mean, I didn't know to talk about it, but it was very cool.
Yep. Yep.
It was so cool. So I'm so glad we got to do it. I hope you guys get to do it. If you have done it or if you plan on doing it and you have questions, make sure you let us know. And I will likely just pass it on to Sophie.
It's okay. It's fine.
But yeah, just let us know any questions you have. And if there are any specific topics that you guys want to hear covered on the show now at the end of the year or in season 3 that's coming up in 2020, the roaring 20s, mm-hmm. make sure you let us know because, I mean, we have so much fun. And I told Sophie before we started recording tonight, I was like, anytime you're like, do you wanna? And she doesn't even have to finish the sentence. I'm like, yes, whatever it is. So she might finish that sentence by like, paint a wall. And I'm like, yes. And then I regret it, but I'm going to do it anyway. I know. She's like, I'm going to do it now. I've got this card in my pocket. So yeah, it was so much fun. I'm so glad we got to do that together. I can't wait to see what 2020 brings. Like, I feel like the energy is so magical in 2020. Like, mm-hmm.
it's a new beginning.
Oh my gosh.
It's a new beginning for a lot of people because this year has been, the last 3 years have been really rough.
Ass kickers.
Yeah, really rough on folks. Yeah. So the Lunar New Year next year will, there'll still be some turbulence, but mm-hmm. it's going to lighten up. It's going to lighten up tremendously. And all that pain and suffering that several people have gone through, mm-hmm. you're going to finally see the fog clear. And see the sunlight come through and just take a breather and then open brand new doors.
It feels like it. I can feel it already. I've been feeling it for a while. And it almost, like, I keep getting this visual of, like, almost like an eclipse mm-hmm. where it's, like, so bright. Don't look at it directly, you know? But it just, it feels like so much magic up ahead, like the most beautiful, powerful magic. And I don't know. I don't know. It just, I'm excited. So whatever you guys want to hear, make sure you let us know because we're feeling real good right now. We may cover it.
Yeah. And there's lots to learn mm-hmm. and lots to share. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll give you guys little exercises and things to do. I mean, not everybody has access to a mm-hmm. class, but, you know, we can give little tidbits.
Yeah, we definitely can. And we'll help you guys out however we can. And I know that is a very good point, Sophie, because I get a lot of messages from people wanting to get into energetic work mm-hmm. and not knowing quite where to start. They don't have courses near them or they're not sure how to select a good teacher. And so, yeah, maybe we do an episode on that and mm-hmm. give you guys some tidbits, some tips and tricks and, you know, some ideas on how to find really great, reputable instructors and other energetic people to work with.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, we'll make it happen. So I'm so excited. I feel a little high right now. I'm not going to lie.
It's all the antiques.
And my head is like, is there anything else you wanted to add for this episode?
No, I just, you know, I wanted to emphasize that please don't be scared of the antiques.
No.
It's... Yeah, absolutely don't. I mean, we can save the environment by antiquing, believe it or not. But yeah, just trust your senses. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, bring a friend that will help you with that.
Agreed. And I joke a lot and I'm like, oh, antiques, I won't. What I won't do is dolls. I just won't.
Ditto. Yeah. I'm not a porcelain doll.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
You're very lifelike, sir and ma'am. I can't do it. But
I'll do stuffed animals.
Yeah, I will. But the antiques, like, I do feel a different way about them. I grew up with antiques, you know, mm-hmm. shockingly, because my grandma was so like... That's a vessel, but you know, but the antique, she would, you know, she couldn't be told. So yeah, and then going to the auction and stuff. So very cool. I love all the history and all the beautiful energy that comes along with all of this stuff. So I do joke a lot, but you know, there are some pieces that I just feel like we don't vibe, so I'm not even gonna go near you, and that's fine too. I'm gonna listen to my body.
Yes. Like,
you don't vibe
if you
with
like
me.
Dolls, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with dolls. It's
yes.
just, you know,
we just can't be friends. Yeah. I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm totally kidding.
I just won't go in your house.
I know. No, my boyfriend's mom is, she loves dolls. And she,
oh yeah, she told me.
Girl.
They would have to have their own dollhouse outside.
No, listen. So we have a storage unit and she lives with us, so she's got a bunch of stuff, or, you know, like all her stuff is in the storage unit except for like one doll. And this doll, and I don't remember why this doll specifically, but we had to bring her to the house. And I was like, listen, she stays in your room. And she's in like one of the guest rooms because there's a bunch of stuff in there that we have to go through. But she is in a, like a Rubbermaid container. So I'm like, no, girl. Like,
with weights on top.
You know? And I have a piece of hair taped on it, so I know if it moves. I'm like, if you try to come out of there, I will know. Because that is damaged, dyed hair. It is brittle.
Oh my goodness.
No, I'm like, girl, stay in that case. I will lock you. I am not above it or beneath it. So no, I do joke a lot about antiques, but I think they are incredibly beautiful, and except the dolls. So yeah, I can't wait to do it again. And I hope we can get our class together. Mm-hmm. Get the girls together and go.
I'm going January 1st. That's the Scottish one.
Oh yeah,
that's the Scottish one.
That's right. Yeah, and we were surprised they were going to have one on New Year's.
It's going to be a lot of very, very hundreds of years old Girl. Items there. But yeah, I'll be there January 1st, and I'm going to go do the preview the 31st. I don't think I can afford anything.
Yeah,
but I'm going to go pet some things.
I'll see if there's a way for us to bring you guys along, and maybe, I mean, at a minimum,
on our little
I know, I'm like, how can we do it? Like, you know, secret cam, we'll figure it out. I don't know. But at a minimum, like, I want to take a bunch of pictures this time. This first go around, I did, like, the thing that drew me the most was that Bible, and I wanted to get those pictures, but fortunately Sophie got them, and I'll make sure that I post those for you guys or link them. But this next time and going forward, like, I mean, I just want to take a bunch of pictures and share them, and maybe you guys will pick up on some stuff, because you can do that through a photo. You can definitely pick up on energy and stuff. So they won't all have something, but, you know, some of them will. So a little test right there.
Yeah. Nice. A little bit of fun there.
Yeah.
Feel something. Send a comment in and say, hey, did y'all pick up anything on this?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to miss things. I am by no means picking up everything all the time.
No.
That would drive me insane.
Me either.
But yeah, focusing on something and you never know.
For sure. Yeah. So yeah, guys, that was a lot of fun. I'm so glad that we did this.
Me too.
I'm very excited. I can't wait for the next one. I know you guys can't either. It's coming soon. Don't worry. Dun, dun, dun. Are you guys ready for more? Head over to YouTube, subscribe to the new So Chantel channel, and click the bell to get notified when new videos are posted. And don't forget, the channel launches on January 1st of the Roaring Twenties with all new content for your viewing pleasure. After you subscribe, make sure you head over to Instagram and follow me at So Chantel to get a glimpse of what's to come and a whole lot more. Season 2 is getting real sleepy. Let's put it to bed with some awesome memories as told by all of you. Email or DM your favorite Media Matter stories, memories, laughs, crying fits, experiences, and more, and I'll make sure to include them in the season finale. Let's close out Season 2 and 2019 in the most kick-ass way possible, as only we can. Is there anything better than an upcoming season finale, new YouTube channel, and new decade? Why, a reading from our resident Shay, of course. DM Shay on the old Instagram at The Ornery Oracle, mention this specific episode, and receive $10 off your very own tarot reading from our very own Oracle. And make sure you follow Shay on Instagram to get your Monday through Friday dose of tarot readings, laughs, and amazing energy. With that, you guys, we're donezo for the night, but we're back next week with an all-new episode of The Media Matters. Same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, may your days be extraordinary and supernatural. I flipped it. Did you see what I did there? That's right. Good night, you guys. Mega love you.